I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
That you are Captain Bruins Hardo, and you can bring it in tomorrow and show it. And, for instance, like this texter says that she has her bubes signed by Brad Marchand. If you can bring that in, bring them in.
Yeah.
If it's still there, if you turned it into a tattoo. Sometimes people get the signature on their boob and then they turn it into a tattoo. If you have something along those lines, then that could work. All right. It is 7 o'clock. And this is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston. WEEI HD2 Lawrence and WWBX HD2 Boston.
And now, LB.
What?
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
It's brought to you by my hair doctors, Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Dr. Robert Leonard. If you're balding, ladies, if you want to change something that's going on up top, call 1-800-GET-HAIR. Change your lettuce, change your life.
And that's going to be it. The Boston Celtics will defeat the Indiana Pacers 4-0.
They had to win this one or the season was over, and they won it. Final score in the game. The Boston Bruins 4, the Toronto Maple Leafs 2, and it will take 7.
Here's the pitch. Swing high grounder to first. It's grabbed by Pierce. He does it himself, and the Red Sox win it. They sweep the Rays.
Yeah, Hillman played it earlier, but it was a great day for Boston sports fans.
I didn't play anything earlier.
You didn't play that earlier?
Nope. Not really? At all. Nope.
Am I asleep?
Been on the show for an hour. Haven't played that at all.
Oh, I totally thought you played that already.
No.
Oh. Well,
maybe you were dreaming about the excitement.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I've got mental issues, and so I probably thought you played it. But Boston sports fans are extremely happy today, and everybody's still in the game. Game 7 tomorrow night for the Bruins against those pesky Leafs. The Seas roll big time, and our Sox are trying to claw back into it. Milwaukee Bucks, Detroit Pistons tonight at 8. Houston Rockets, Utah Jazz at 10:30. If you're a diehard, at 7 o'clock, NHL action. Caps, Hurricanes, 8:30. Predators, Dallas Stars. In the RBC Heritage at Hilton Head, CT Pan took home the big dough. Matt Kuchar was second. I'm LB. It's an AF Sports Minute.
Oh, all right.
Well.
Jeez.
In and out.
That was a
literally
quick one.
I didn't even finish.
I mean, what else do you want? I don't know. Somebody climb Mount Everest again? A bunch of Sherpas died.
All right. Thank you, LB.
No problem, bud.
It is 7:03. And if you would like to call and you'd like to be on the show this morning, you could do it on this number, 617-764-9223, or if you would like to text us, you can text on the text line, which is 97107. Today's weather brought to you by findmassmoney.com, and it is going to rain for most of the day today. The temperature is going to get to 57 for a high, and right now it is 53. You may have money waiting to be claimed at findmassmoney.com. Go to findmassmoney.com and plug in your name and hometown and find out instantly if you're on the list. Findmassmoney.com, fast, easy, and free. And this is Dave. What's going on, Dave?
How you doing?
What's up?
My son's named after Cam Neely.
Yeah. So you bring your son in? Is that what you're going to do?
Well, he has a picture of him and Cam Neely from a few weeks ago at a bank sign.
We got a lot of dogs that are named Cam. We got kids that are named Cam. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of...
No. His name's Neely.
Oh, his name is Neely. Wait a minute. Yeah. Your son's first name is Neely?
Yep.
Mm.
He's my stepson. His mother and father made a bet a few years ago if they won the Stanley Cup, they would name him Neely.
Oh, that's like that kid with Tiger Woods the other day that the dad made a bet with the mom. That's a pretty good one, actually. What do you think about that one?
It's outstanding.
I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, this may be a technicality, but I don't feel like that makes you Captain Bruins Hardo, because you're the stepdad.
No, he is the Bruins Hardo. He breathes hockey.
Ah, okay.
All day long, all we hear is Bruins stats.
Love it.
Day and night.
All right, hang on for a moment. That could be okay.
That's good. That's got a good story attached. Yeah, no disrespect to anyone who named their kid Cam.
Right.
But that one has an interesting
that's
story.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Hello, Kathy.
Hey.
What's up, Kathy?
Oh, I got a few stories for you.
Yeah.
So the first is when Cam Neely played Seabass, my husband and I were going to see the movie at Showcase Cinemas, and we were walking in, and who was walking in to see the movie but Cam Neely?
Yeah.
We got him to sign a hat.
Okay.
The second thing, which is pretty cool, is my husband and his friends were on their way to a bachelor party. Actually, my husband's bachelor party. And a Corvette pulled up beside them on 95 heading north, and it was Ray Bork in his Corvette.
I'm losing you on your phone, Kathy.
You're losing me?
Yeah.
So they saw a Bork, took a picture of him in a Corvette that he had.
I don't know. Kathy, you got to call back.
It's hurting me.
I'm not sure.
Stand still.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So a search is underway on this show for Captain Bruins Hardo. You have to be able to come in here tomorrow. And you have to be able to bring something that is unique and will demonstrate why you are the number one biggest Boston Bruins fan in the history of Boston Bruins fans. Texter wants to know if that was actually Aunt Kathy. I don't know that it was. But,
so he was rolling up in his Corvette. This guy sticks his head out. And he says, hey, babe. hey, kid.
If I remember... Didn't one of your aunts date a Boston Bruins player, if I remember correctly?
Non-Aunt Kathy went out on a date with Derek Sanderson.
Okay. All right. So that means, explain the code.
There's no code.
Okay. Non-Aunt Kathy is, what does that mean?
My other aunt.
Your other aunt.
Yeah.
Okay. So your other aunt.
So Aunt Kathy is Laurie and my mother.
Okay. So
and this is the other. So, my mother has two sisters.
Yeah. Okay.
Aunt Kathy and then the other one.
But if she called in, that'd be an automatic winner.
That would. I mean, if she wanted
She's
to.
She's not a Bruins fan. She lives in California, London. I'd have to take the tickets. It'd get weird.
Could she prove that she went on the date with Derek Sanderson? I mean, that would be a hard thing to prove.
No.
Unless she has some
kind
of like
take my grandfather out of the grave and have him tell the story about how he questioned Derek Sanderson at the kitchen table.
Did she produce a receipt from the magic pan?
You know, I used to love the pea soup and the little crispies there.
Does she still have the dress?
Somebody has, LB, they have an autographed orange jumpsuit from when you were in prison.
No.
That's not true. They don't let you leave.
I was going to say, that has to win.
They don't let you leave with the suit. Although, I mean, not for nothing, one of the cool things about prison, you don't have to, like, put on clothes, wash clothes.
Right. You know what you're going to wear every day.
You get underwear and you throw the jumpsuit on. Boom.
And your schedule is pretty much set for you. You don't have to worry about...
Yeah, a lot of ping pong.
Yeah. You have to worry about Outlook or...
They force you to eat three squares a day.
Uh-huh. let's see. This is Puck. Hello, Puck.
Hey, yes. My first name is Puck. My dad moves from Japan. Our last name is Yu. He's a huge hockey fan. My name is Puck Hughes.
Okay. let's see. This is Tyler. Hello, Tyler.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
What's up, Tyler?
Not much. I heard that you guys are doing a contest to see who has the best signed the Bruins memorabilia.
Yes. Yeah. How did you hear this? Somebody called you or something?
Nope. I heard about it on the show this morning.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. Go ahead. Yes.
So I have a custom-made... gold puck with the Bruins logo on it. And on this puck and on the display case, it has over a dozen signatures, including Cam Neely.
Where did the custom-made gold puck come from?
It was my great-grandmother's. It was this piece of it looks like gold, but it's like a piece of like solid brass. It's literally in the shape of a hockey puck. And we had an engraver put the Bruins logo on it. It's a very heavy piece of brass. It's something really different.
All right, hang on. I like that. That's a pretty cool item. This is Martin. Hello, Martin.
Hey, Greg.
What's up,
hey,
Martin?
How much? Hey, I had a call for it. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
Hey, man, no problem. I got an LB autographed hat from the Hillman Morning News competition at Wachusett's Mountain. Does it count?
Let's see.
How many friends did he call before before he called us to bust my nuts?
Let's see. Here's somebody who has ticket stubs from Czechoslovakia, Germany, and Sweden because they traveled to see Krejci, Rask, Ferenc, Seidenberg, and Sagan play during the lockout.
Ooh, wow.
That's a hardo, right?
That's hardcore. That's
legit.
All right, get that text number. We gotta call that person. That is a potential Captain Bruins hardo right there. If you miss hockey so much during the lockout that you're traveling to all of those Eastern Bloc nations to watch your guys play, that's pretty good.
That's awesome. That's you're amazing, good. Man.
Here's a text says, to clarify on the puck, it's not made of gold at all.
Well,
right.
Detail.
Right.
Yes. Let's see. This is Cameron. Yes, hello, Cameron.
Hey, guys. My Nana, she actually crashed the Cheers after party. Like, I guess at the end of the show, they had a huge party in Boston.
Yes, yes.
She crashed the party with my aunt somehow, got in. And then, because my parents named me Cameron Neely, all that, she somehow got a napkin signed by Cam Neely at that after party. Years later, I find her on a YouTube video in the background while Woody Harrelson's getting interviewed. There she is, walking around the party, getting the napkin later on. I wouldn't say it's a hardo story, but just an interesting story about her somehow getting in there.
Yeah, all right, that's pretty cool. The Cam Neely signature on the napkin.
It'd be better if he had like a napkin signed by Eddie LeBeck.
Yes.
The late Greg Brown's goaltender.
Yes, he was there.
LB has left a lot of drool on napkins all around the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Many of you may have those. Hold on. This is Joe. Yes, hello, Joe.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
My father's been wearing a Bruins gold charm for about 40 years at least. He's got all the Boston teams on gold charms.
On gold charms? Really? Gold charms? Okay.
Wears them every day.
Huh. What about, here's a texter who still wears a Bruins fanny pack. When we were doing this earlier, and we're taking some calls, and people were saying the way the contest works is you have to bring in something or some things tomorrow to prove that you are indeed Captain Bruins Hardo. You're not a bandwagoner. You're Captain Bruins Hardo. Like this 774 texter wants to bring in a Bruins flag that was flown at Kandahar Airfield, Afghanistan, in 2011 during the Cup run.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Like, here's a text from my daughter, Julia. She wants to bring in the crayon box that LB threw up in when she was 4 years old in my man town. That might work. But
I wonder if that guy, the guy with...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The flag?
Yeah.
I wonder if that's the same guy that sent me the picture.
I knew you'd find a way to bring it back to yourself, but I don't know.
Well, no. It could be. Why wouldn't I mention that?
It could be.
The guy was in Afghanistan and they took a bunch of the guys, respect the Bruins. You know?
So when we were having that discussion, Danielle, I mentioned that I thought one of Danielle's aunts, I'm going to say it that way because we're here in Massolia.
Right.
One of her aunts had dated a Bruin. And Danielle said it was Derek Sanderson. And so during the break, her aunt sent over the photo of her and Danielle's mom. And is Aunt Kathy in it too?
So the aunt that went out with Derek is not in the photo.
Okay.
So the photo is my mom, OG Aunt Kathy,
yeah,
the Turk, and my grandmother.
Oh, and your grandmother.
And wow. I am in this is the house in East Boston. So this is my grandparents' apartment on the second floor.
Jeez. So the guy went, he actually went over and met the parents and everything. Yeah. And wow.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Did he wake up there?
No.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
No.
All right. So are you sharing that on your Instagram right now? All right.
That is up.
That's good stuff right there.
And how does one find you on the gram?
At danielle.murr, M-U-R-R.
Okay. Let's see. This is Chris. Hello, Chris. Chris?
How you doing?
What's up, Chris?
How you doing, buddy?
What's up, bud?
Dude, my whole back is tattooed Boston Bruins. I got a Boston Bruins Harley Davidson.
Yeah.
My whole office, I upgraded with the tickets.com. My whole office is Boston Bruins.
So you would.
I did the Boston Bruins commercials last year for the playoffs called In Our Blood.
Yeah.
And I know LB.
All right. So you would.
That's the best.
I assume that you would. Would you bring. You drive the Harley here. And then.
I don't know if I can because I just had the motor all redone.
Yeah,
it's going to be ready by the end of the week.
Yeah, no, you need to bring. So your item would be just what? The Bruins tattoo on your back?
Yeah.
Okay. Which is
insanely cool.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have tattoos.
Well, yeah, but his tattoo will blow you away.
Really?
Yes. It's amazing. It's phenomenal.
Here's a text that says, I will bring my girlfriend in so LB can sign her boobs. I don't know if that would bribe us with boobs. Let's just do it.
You might not win. Go ahead.
I mean, is there any chance that your aunt still has the Derek Sanderson smash basket? A texter
Stop
would
it.
Like to
nope.
know.
Not going down that road.
Because if she could, that might be pretty good. Let's see. This is Mike. Hello, Mike. Mike.
Hi.
What's up, Mike?
How we doing? I got a nice autographed Bruins poster. I've been doing it for over 12 years. It has 105 signatures from LB to Bobby Orr.
105?
105 signatures. I used to go to the Bruins Wives Carnival. I started it with like PJ Axelson to Zdeno Chara. Got Jilly Mullen recently at a Bruins alumni game. I've been traveling everywhere to get that thing signed. So I have over 105. All the names are included.
That's awesome.
That's pretty good. Hang on. That might make you a hardo. That's pretty good.
Now, the effort to get that done. Is the hardo part of it, you know?
Yep, absolutely. Time and effort. Absolutely. A texter wants to know if that guy's tattoo qualifies as a tramp stamp. I mean, it is on the back.
No, it's his whole back, though.
It is?
It's not a tramp stamp.
It's the whole entire back?
The whole entire back.
Let's see. We've had several of you who want to bring in autographed 8x10s from Lindy. Those don't count.
No.
We're not doing that.
Although some nitwit's trying to sell an LB 8x10 for like $32 on eBay. I'm like, good luck, dude. That'll be there for like 300 years.
It's a little pricey.
Here's a text that says, I once gave Bobby Orr a coat hanger to unlock his car. Does that count?
Come on.
It was not a coat hanger. I utilized the OnStar in my vehicle to contact the Cadillac people to get Bobby Orr into his vehicle when he had locked himself out in an old man moment. All right. Well, anyway, we'll keep taking those calls. And it is 7:28. It's going to rain for most of the day today. The temperature is going to get to 57. Right now, it is 53.
Well, Greg, we found out that you and Elizabeth Warren have something in common.
What? No, yes. We don't.
Yes, you do.
We have something in common, huh?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
You both watch Game of Thrones.
Oh, please. Don't tell me that she is alerting everybody that she watches Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of course she is.
She wants you to know.
Uh-huh.
Because it's about the women.
Uh-huh.
It's all about the women.
Oh, the strong women
on Game
of Thrones? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah. Does anybody buy that Elizabeth and Bruce sit down on Sunday nights and watch Game of Thrones together?
She goes and grabs herself a beer.
Oh, she does?
Hold on a sec. I'm going to get me a beer.
I wonder who she thinks will be seated on the Iron Throne at the end. I'm guessing that she hopes it's a woman. I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, she probably hopes that it's.
I would think so.
Mother of Dragons. Or any of the other ladies that are still in the running.
Does that include the strong women who are having relationships with their brothers?
I don't know about that show.
I remember, kid, it was back in the day.
Yeah, I don't care.
That went off all day, every day.
Care.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. It is. I don't want to say anything about it because it's not Wednesday, but not that impressed with this episode again last night.
Uh-oh. No?
No.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
No.
No. This is not good.
Disappointing. Disappointing, I think.
Can you elaborate on that without giving us spoilers? No? Okay.
I can't really. I was not impressed.
Oh, boy.
This is Roger. Hello, Roger.
How you doing?
What's up, Roger?
Look, I got some tickets to the Esposito retirement game.
Yes.
And I got a jacket that was autographed from Cam Neely like 25 years ago.
And a jacket autograph. All right, hang on. Well, maybe. All right, let's get to the news. And the news this hour is brought to you by
Cantiani Insurance. Waiting in line at the registry is awful. Cantiani Insurance goes for their clients every day for free. Want to save money? Call 508-791-2088 or go to CantianiAgency.com for all of your insurance needs. Cantiani Insurance in Worcester or the East Douglas Insurance Agency in Douglas. Great service, great prices. So 13 members of a student group had to be taken to the hospital after they got sick on a flight from Miami to Boston. There were 16 members of the group that reported feeling ill. Only 13 went to the hospital. They were coming back from Ecuador. And one of the individuals who sat next to one of the six students on the plane says she thinks that they were sick before they boarded the flight.
But one of them was next to me. I don't know what she ate. She ate something like orange. And she keep vomiting. They're just vomiting. They give them bags and everything.
Worst thing ever when you're on a plane and somebody is clearly ill. I mean, and you just know you're going to get sick. Like, you know you're going to get sick. Do they know what caused it, or they don't have any idea?
They don't know yet. They're investigating and looking in to see if maybe they picked something up.
E. coli.
Right.
Foreign country.
You lick a local, drink
probably,
the water.
Don't eat the street meat.
That's
the best part, though.
You go to those places. This is why I don't travel outside of the country, unless it's to a wedding in the Bahamas or what have you. It's dangerous to go to these foreign lands.
Our obscure reference in the Santa Clarita Diet.
Oh, yes.
Drew Barrymore vomits profusely before she turns into a zombie.
Oh, yes. Really? Oh, maybe that's what's going on.
I don't know. I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah. Mm.
That's a good show, by the way.
That is a good show.
Let's see here. Here's somebody who completely disagrees about last night's episode because they are saying that it is setting up a mega battle, which again, I told you, I'm not going to get specific. I enjoyed. Listen, there was there was somebody last night who had relations that we have never seen have relations before, and that part was good. But for in my humble opinion, there was not much else that I really enjoyed last night. But that's just me. That is just me. Here's a 508 text. It says, totally agree with you, Greg. That was not a good episode last night. Well, listen, to each his own. All right, what else is in the news today, Danielle?
The Flyers have removed the statue of the late singer Kate Smith.
You know, I want to talk about this.
Okay.
Kate Smith, of course, sang God Bless America. And, in fact, the Yankees had decided on Friday that they weren't going to play God Bless America anymore. You know the version. It's a very, very famous version.
Right.
And now the Flyers have decided to take this statue of her down. I mean, they've always played it at their games. Mm-hmm. And they're doing this because she at one point sang some songs that had racially inappropriate lyrics. Is that the fact?
That's correct, yes.
And how do you feel about this?
Hmm.
I mean, were they, I mean, do we know that she went out of her way to pick songs to sing that had racially inappropriate lyrics because she was a racist? Or was it just that there were lyrics around at the time that that ended up being inappropriate?
Right. That's I always talk about intent.
Yeah.
And is Kate Smith like a racist? Was she a member of some kind of white supremacist group or something like that?
I don't think so.
There's a lot of songs, not only with racism, but we spoke about this before, with, you know, age-appropriate relationships, too. We talked about how you couldn't really play those now or they're inappropriate now.
Yeah.
I always look at the intent. I mean, was she doing this on purpose?
Do we know the lyrics?
I haven't seen anything.
The title of one of the songs that started as like part of a Broadway review. And then there's a whole debate over whether or not the song is considered satire. I don't know if I can say the name of the song.
Well, what does it have the N-bomb in?
No.
I don't know. It's news, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the name?
So it's a 1939 song called That's Why the Darkies Were Born.
Okay.
Okay. So it originated from a Broadway review called George White's Scandals. The song was allegedly considered satire. It was recorded by Kate Smith and Paul Robeson, who was black. So there's that song. There are a couple of other songs that the Yankees and the Flyers now have said that she performed previously that contain offensive lyrics that do not reflect their values as an organization.
Well, I mean, they reflected the values of the organization for the last 30 or 40 years or however long they've been using this song.
So so the Flyers are going to quit the NHL because their ownership has been racist.
No, I don't know.
It's just you know, again.
Yeah, I mean,
you can't erase history.
Yeah,
I don't think she was a racist. So
it was co-sung by a black man.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Yeah,
and it was satire.
Proves at the time that term was apparently acceptable, much like the other words that were used back then, you know, like colored or other stuff like that, that you're not, you know, you can't use now.
If it was satire, then that would explain, I'm guessing, why he sang it with her.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is that people don't get satire. Like, they're just, they don't understand the concept of satire. And then they get triggered. And they, you know, they fall into the fetal position and say that anything having to do with Kate Smith must be erased off of the face of the earth. But, I mean, it seems like a bit of an overreaction to me.
Agreed.
I don't know. But you know what? That's their organization. If that's what they want to do and that's what the Yankees want to do, then they can do it. And, you know, that's private enterprise. It's their business.
Yeah.
All right. What else is in the news this morning, Danielle?
Did you see the couple that got married at baggage claim at the Cleveland airport because they met there?
Oh, no.
I know you love these stories.
Yes, I do. Yes. How sentimental and romantic is this?
I know.
This? Yes.
So Michelle Bello and Ron Peterson met at the airport in Cleveland. She was, I believe, living in Cleveland at the time. And 12 years ago, her boss asked her to pick up a client who was flying in from L.A. from the airport. That turned out to be the guy. So they struck up a friendship. They dated long distance for many years. Mm-hmm. And when they finally decided, they both live in L.A. with each other now. But when they decided to get married, they said that the airport was such an important place for them because it was bittersweet. It would be happy when he would arrive and sad when he would leave.
Mm-hmm.
But they made it together 12 years. Now they're married and they're just thrilled.
They laughed at us. No one believed us. But now they're all in shock that we pulled it off.
Yeah.
And all of you helped pull this off.
They had an amazing ceremony, and then their luggage was promptly lost,
right, by the airline.
Was that Elizabeth Holmes?
Did they only serve food that was available in the shops that are there?
That's an expensive way.
Yeah.
Catering is $300 a plate.
If you want the Wolfgang Puck chicken salad, that'll be $90.
All right. Well, that sounds like it was an interesting thing. A lot of people go for the unique locations for the wedding so that it stands out in the minds of those who are attending.
I'm surprised TSA let it happen. They give you a hard time for having like less than half a bottle of like vitamin water.
Yeah,
but now they're allowing this whole wedding to happen
in
the baggage area.
Your toothpaste is 4 inches too big.
Right.
Like you can't get on this flight. Yeah. All right. What else? Anything else in the news?
Yeah. Science says that waking up to a song is much better than waking up to an alarm.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Do you wake up to an alarm?
Yeah.
Do you use the laser because it's the most annoying one?
I don't know which one I use, but I usually hit snooze a good 2 or 3 times, which I've heard is really, really bad for you.
It's terrible.
So they say it's better to wake up to a song than to wake up to the alarm noise.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's like jarring or is it soothing?
It gets you going. It gets you. So they say that the best kind of song to wake up to is like a catchy pop song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do they give any examples?
Yes. Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They say that it can kind of like help your transition from sleep to awake and it puts you in a good mood.
Hey, I like the Beach Boys there.
That was playing when the windows were getting fogged up in Derek's,
Derek's
Mustang in 1969.
Come on now.
All right. It is 7:42, and coming up at 8, we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back, so you can leave one of those right now at 617-779-5463. Monday's Mutt is brought to you by Cantiani Insurance, now providing pet insurance. Call for a free quote or visit CantianiAgency.com and stop in with your furry friend today for a treat.
Hey.
Ooh, free treats. You know what I say?
You say treat?
I say any day in which you get a free treat
is
a successful day.
Yeah.
Day, yes. All right, so in the studio with us, it is Denise. And Denise has brought in a giant dog, a greyhound dog, and this is Cat and Hat. Is that the name of Cat and of this dog, Cat and Hat?
Yes. We just call him Cat for short.
You call him Cat for short. Okay. And tell us a little bit about Cat.
Sure. Cat is a retired racing greyhound. He had his career in Arkansas, and then after that, he went on to be a daddy. He's a proud dad of 10 greyhound puppies. Now he's with us in Massachusetts looking for a home. He's a sweet dog, real couch potato.
Yeah.
But he's also a bull in a china shop. You know, he's, he's 85 pounds of muscle.
Yeah,
you know,
right,
so he really needs a fenced in yard when he goes to his forever home, just because walking him on leash, he's pretty much walking you know, on the leash. So, and he's great with other big dogs, not so much with small dogs and cats. And we would probably say no small kids for him. You know, not that he wouldn't be good with kids, but just that
his size.
Size, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, He's been running 60 miles an hour his whole life.
He's so chill.
I know. He's beautiful.
He is. Yeah, he's great. He loves car rides, too. He just gets in the car and lays right down.
Aww.
How much does he eat?
Surprisingly, he's only about 4 cups total of kibble a day. Yeah. But he loves cookies, too, so he gets a lot of those.
Same.
Same. Yeah, me too.
All right. If somebody would like to give Kat a forever home, how do they go about doing that?
Sure. Our website is gpamass.com, and all of our information is there, our phone number, our email. We have a standard application we ask people to fill out, which is on the website, and they can just email it right to us.
I'm Instagram live right now, and somebody on Instagram says, when your dog takes you for a walk. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of dog that this is, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah, he's beautiful, man.
Yeah, really. What a great dog. So, all right. Kat and Hat. Do we know the reason why that was the name given to this dog?
They all have a registered name while they're active racers. Yeah. So whoever their race owner is usually comes up with a name. And, you know, his racing name was Kiowa Kat and Hat. And they just called him Kat and Hat as his call name. So.
That's great.
I love him. Yeah.
Sometimes the dog or horse owners name them something like, she'll never get the dog or something. So at least it's not one of those bitter names.
Exactly. Know? And you can see from his collar, too. You know, he's got a fancy Cat in the Hat collar on.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's outstanding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a cool collar.
So since he's a couch potato, how would he do alone? Like, say you have to leave him in the house for a few hours.
Where he's an older dog, mm-hmm. You know, he's a pretty confident boy, so he would be okay.
Okay.
All right, awesome. Well, hopefully we can find yet another home for yet another Monday's Mutt. And I hope that we're successful in doing that. Yes. It's great to see you again.
Thank you so much for bringing
Kat in. All right, Kat. See you, Kat. So chill.
Yeah, Kat is very chill. Yeah,
very, very chill.
Okay,
very,
thanks, very Kat. Chill. Run to Boston and back in 5 minutes.
All right, well, there you have it. That is Monday's Mutt, and Monday's Mutt is brought to you by Cantiani Insurance, and they are now providing pet insurance. You can visit CantianiAgency.com. That's CantianiAgency.com. It is 7:55, and I want to alert those who are asking on the text machine that Kat did not do his business here in the studio. So first dog in a few weeks who hasn't gone number two in the studio, thankfully. So maybe that trend is over. That disturbing trend maybe over.
Short-lived.
Tomorrow, I am going to be giving away tickets for Game 7 of the Bruins-Toronto Maple Leafs series. And we have been looking all morning long for potential Captain Bruins Hardos. And so you have to call or text this morning and tell me what you would bring into the studio tomorrow morning to prove that you are a Captain Bruins Hardo and potentially win those tickets for Game 7 tomorrow night. And this is Andrew. Andrew, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we doing?
How you doing?
Not too bad. I think I got the item.
Yep.
So I got the backrest to my seat at the Boston Garden.
Oh.
Ooh.
Nice.
What section was that in?
It was way up. Wasn't a good one.
And how long did you have the season tickets for?
My dad had them for 25 years.
Okay.
Last game, I just said, hello, this is coming with me. We paid enough.
Now, there are people who have garden seats. Is it autographed?
No, it is not.
No, it's not. I don't know. All right, we'll take the information down. We'll see what else comes up. This is Don. Hello, Don.
Hello.
What's up, Don?
Oh, nothing much. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm awesome right now.
All right. What are you calling about?
I'm calling because I have from 30 years ago... when I used to follow the Bruins at Restuccia Garden, when they used to practice. So I have two black and white jerseys that have all the 91 signatures on them, including Bork, Neely, Burridge, LB, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mike Milbury.
Uh-huh.
you know, Barbara Sweeney, Don Sweeney. Mm-hmm. So I got those two shirts with all the signatures.
I mean, it was me and Cam. If it was up to me, yeah, you're a winner. I mean, but it's not up to me, so.
Did you hang out waiting for Baez to come outside so you could get an autograph after practice?
Oh, my God. I used to hang out there all the time. Oh, yeah. I was like 15. We used to beg for rides to go there and wait for them all to come outside.
Hey, can I ask, because I don't remember, what was the Italian restaurant that was across the street from the rink?
Oh, I want to say Rocco's.
Yeah, Rocco's.
Good spot.
Yep. Yeah, great. Incredible. Incredible food.
Yeah.
All right, Don, hang on for a moment. We'll get some information from you. This is Tom. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you guys?
What's going on?
Nothing. I got a hockey puck from the 1980 Dream Team Olympics.
Wow.
Signed?
Is it signed by Aruzioni?
I can't remember. It's at home. I have to go look at it again. Yeah. There's probably about 20 signatures on it. It's pretty crammed in there. So wow.
Mike Nobry's
on there. I think Ray Bourque's on there. O'Neill.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.